It is said that two church bells lie on the bottom of the lake, and that if you find yourself there at the right time, you can still hear them ringing. The story of the bells in the lake begins in the first years of the 19th century, when the French Emperor Napoleon invaded Prussia. Napoleon's troops loaded dozens of carts with loot and returned them to France. The road was long and dangerous, so they would often seek shortcuts, as did those who carried the two magnificent church bells on their cart. It was wintertime. The rivers and lakes were covered by thick ice. When they arrived on the banks of Lake Gnushne Griff, Sluggish Griffin, they steered from the road and onto the ice in order to save time. But Lake Gnushne Griff has plenty of warm springs in its bottom, and when the French troops came across one such spring, the whole train, along with the horses and the cart and the bells, sunk to the bottom of the lake. The two church bells have been resting there ever since. Today, the lake's name is Zgniewegzib, Rotten Mushroom. Those who find themselves rowing across the lake at noon on the Feast of St. John can hear the beautiful sound of the church bells coming from the deep.